This just in.
You're tuned into Kalman on CliffCentral.com. But as you can hear, I guess a pretty weird way to start off a Kalman show without hearing Kalman.
Wait a minute. Wait, first of all, you're not going to speed past that like you didn't just say what you just said. Because we take it.
You never told me how we must treat them when they come here. I'm waiting for a signal, man.
This is CliffCentral.com.
Welcome, and you're live on channel 196 on Vuv Central. Hashtag Vuv Central. My name is Lesego Maphanga, and today I'm hanging out with someone that we've been looking forward to talking to for quite a while now. I don't know what to refer to. Is it AB Crazy or is it Dumelo?
No, it's AB Crazy.
Is it AB Crazy?
Yeah, that's the name I go by. Yeah.
For these purposes?
Yeah, yeah.
But
it's for, you know,
it's for your mom. 100%. So listen, I've been listening to a lot of your stuff, right?
Yeah.
Every time I have a guest, I always ask them, we're going to go straight into the music right now. I mean, you just released Blue Skies, right? I've listened to that music. I've listened to the album. I want to know, as an artist, right? Because obviously with the previous stuff, Homecoming, etc., it had a very different vibe to what you have now. This one's a lot more mellowed out.
Yeah,
it's a happier AB.
Yeah.
Even though you always fire shots, because that never ceases. Yeah, you always fire shots because
hip hop. You know, you gotta throw in, you know,
a jab here and there. But where are you with Blue Skies?
Okay, Blue Skies. I mean, people received it well. I think people love it. I wasn't really under pressure. It's not like Homecoming. Homecoming, I had to do it for everyone, for my mom, for my city. It was all about that. But now Blue Skies is more about me. You know, like I really sat down and I was like, if I were to make music now, especially in this generation, this era, you know, of like trap and stuff. So I decided, let me do what I want to do, you know, mix, go back to Homecoming, take a few elements, you know, and mix a little bit of trap here and there. I mean, there's a song called Numbers. It's like a trappy vibe. And so I wasn't really under pressure. People liked the album. People bought the album and we're still pushing it.
And you're happy.
Yeah.
So essentially you told me that Homecoming was your black tax.
Yeah.
It's something that you had to do.
Yes.
And this is something with Blue Skies, it's something where you were and you were happy to be exactly where you were with this album. So I want to know, I mean, there's two hit songs on Blue Skies, right? Well, not on Blue Skies. Omika is actually a single.
Okay? Yes.
Tell me, Omika, what does it mean?
Omika is an Indian name. It's an Indian name. It means kind.
Yeah.
Yes.
So are you singing about Omika or what?
Yes,
going
it's
on?
It's more like when you listen to the song, the first verse is dedicated to like young rappers coming up. I'd speak of like being signed, trying to blow up and all that.
Yeah.
But the second verse is dedicated to all the girls trying to make it out, you know, out the hood, out of poverty. And I'm just trying to say like, yo, hang in there, you know, like it'll be all right. You know, sometimes it gets hard and it's okay to cry. You know, that's so Omika is about, it's dedicated to all the women out there, basically.
If I listen to the music, I would say that Omika is pretty much where AB is. And if I listen to the track, Sorry,
yes,
it almost feels like you're closing that chapter of Homecoming. That was like you saying, okay, this is what happened, because you're very vocal about what happened in your music industry.
Yes.
But I think literally when I listen to the album, that's almost like where you're now saying, okay, I'm putting that behind me. So I don't know, have you put that behind you?
Well, yeah. I mean, the past is the past. I can't go back and I cannot be the same guy. I mean, I've grown from Homecoming.
Yeah.
So that's why like the fans I had when we did Goodbye, when I did Homecoming.
Yeah.
These guys now are old. They're as old as I am, and they I'm not that old, but I mean like they no longer like they don't listen to
the type of music,
the hip hop now. I've got like new fans now. The kids are now the ones saying, oh, Sorry, I like this AB Crazy dude, as if I just started now. But they're new to this, you know.
Yeah.
But the old guys, the old fans are now, they now listen to your jazz because they're older now. They have kids, so they're no longer turning up and trying to, you know. So I cannot be the same guy. I have to like move on to new things, get new fans, and make sure that and always remember that there's always new kids coming up. I still want to be as I can get old, but my fans will still be
in the same age bracket.
Yes, yes.
So let me be like that. So let me know that in that case, because we know who AB was, and we know who AB is now, right?
Yeah.
What is like your 5-year projections? Where in your state of mind now?
Yeah.
Where do you see AB in the next 5 years? Still a musician?
Like, let me say, a businessman. Like, there's a lot of things that I've planned and that I want to do and stuff. It, like, we'd have to talk about this the whole day.
Yeah.
But let me just say, a businessman.
As an entrepreneur.
Yes, because at the end of the day, music is just really just... I wanted it at first.
Yeah.
And then you start making money out of it, then you realize, oh... I can actually now do more out of this and get more. And it's easier now to do gigs in my hometown. It's easier because now, you know, the municipality believes now. So the business side of things now becomes a lot, you know, easier to do. And that's what others have been doing. And because of what they've done for themselves, they've made a name for themselves that now you can still go back to your hometown. I mean, I'm from Kraskop. I can still go back there and then do a show every year and get some new artists, or I can go to Pretoria and talk to whoever. So I just see myself really just doing business and it will all like start with the music. Everything that I'm doing now, it's really just...
And just clear this up for the fans, right? Because there's always this debate. AB Crazy.
Yeah.
Is he a rapper or is he a singer?
He's a hip-hop artist.
He's a hip-hop artist.
Yes.
You don't have to... You refuse to differentiate. You'll do both.
Look, when I got in the game, I sang my own hooks. I was singing on the hooks. I was singing the hooks. And I did the raps.
Yeah.
But I was... Hip-hop. It's hip-hop.
You're an artist.
Like Homecoming got a nomination for like best rap album.
Yeah.
You know, Summers, for the Summers.
Yeah.
So whether I sing or rap, or I choose to sing or rap, I'm still a hip hop artist at the end of the day.
Because I think that's the tough thing with hip hop, right? There's so many purists out there.
Yeah.
There's so many hip hop academics.
Yes.
That'll tell you have to be this or you have to be that. And the truth is, there's none of that.
Yes.
So with that being said then, for new guys probably coming onto the scene, right?
Yeah.
What would be your top three best advice for guys like that? Would it be something like go independent? Would it be something like understand who you go around? Because, I mean, you've changed crews. But also, you're one of the most vocal hip-hop artists about what is actually happening in the hip-hop industry.
Yes.
So what's your top three best advice?
Okay, first, know what you want to do. Like, are you a singer? Are you a rapper? Like, do you want to do R&B or hip-hop artist or whatever? It doesn't matter whether you sing rap or whatnot.
Yeah.
Then you're a hip-hop artist. Know what you want to do, what genre and whatnot.
Yeah.
And then know, like, love yourself, believe in yourself. Mm. Because if you love yourself, you will not compromise your talent or... And for anyone or anything.
Is it not difficult though to get lost in it all?
It might be for others, but not really for me.
Yeah.
I was never really pressured into like trying to do, like trying to fit in, like, oh guys, this is what's happening now, so I need to do. I've always been about, I don't like this, so maybe that's why I like the change in like the crews. Like, I can't do this. It's not for me.
You stood your ground.
Yes, like, you know, because I wasn't thirsty for the fame, or, you know, for me it was just about I want to do what I want to do,
and so that be
was
authentic.
Yeah.
Okay, 100%. So listen, we want to stick to being true and to be authentic, and we're pretty much going to move now to the studios in Cliff Central, so you guys will be able to catch us there at cliffcentral.com. and if you want to ask AB Crazy any question, it's hashtag Voof Central, and we'll read them out and see what he wants to answer. Alright, that's all right. Coming up, fam.
Alright, cool.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And just like that, we're back. It is hashtag The Urban Culture Drive takes over REA Kelman. And we're pretty much on episode 14, I think, now. It's been quite a number of podcasts, but every single one's been litter than the previous one.
Absolutely.
And I think today is no different. I think today we're going to have a lot of fun.
Yeah, I know today is going to be dope.
I can see like evil smiles from like Craig and Candace.
Yeah,
you know? Today's like, going to be exciting.
They're like, they're going to learn today. Anyway, it's hashtag Urban Culture Drive. So tweet us through. Let us know what you're thinking, what's happening with you. And we'll be out here chilling with, let me switch on his mic, Mr. Dumelo AB Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I'm still confused though, because I want to say Dumelo, but you're like, no, it's AB Crazy.
No, no, you are allowed to. I mean, my Twitter handle is Dumelo AB Crazy, so it's okay. So it's
I thought he was gonna tell me like I'll be family or something. I was trying to like squeeze it. Yeah, now you're family, dog. Like tight, cool. You call me Dumelo.
Too soon.
Listen, can I just ask? Yeah. AB Crazy.
Yeah.
Why AB Crazy?
Why AB? My second name, Abraham, is my second name.
Got you.
Hey.
And then I did a jingle called "It's Crazy, It's Crazy." So I didn't want to use like my first name as a, you know.
Yeah.
You know, for so AB made sense. I got you. I was like, yo, AB, I love my second name, so it's
Abraham.
Well, I'll tell you, it's super catchy, the AB Crazy thing. It's super catchy.
Wasn't Abraham the father of all nations?
Yeah, Father Abraham had many sons.
Absolutely.
Someone actually said, Nicki Minaj said, "These bitches is my sons. All these bitches is my sons." So like they had this thing where like who had more sons, Father Abraham or Nicki Minaj?
Wow.
And Nicki won, guys. Oh, I don't know. You know, the secular world is so trash.
So let's know, are you going to follow your namesake, AB?
Inklik.
Abraham.
I can
not
assist.
Really. It depends like what you mean, like if am I gonna make
tons
exactly
and tons of babies.
Yeah, no,
probably
not,
you know.
No,
but I'm just quite curious, how does a guy who's baby end up coming from Mpumalanga? How does that, I mean, like how did you get that, how did that happen?
Oh, I think my parents decided to move to Graskop.
Wow.
So it just happens to be
it hardly ever happens, you know.
Limpopo
to Mpumalanga, like just that switch hardly ever happens, you know. I mean, you hardly ever hear Bedi in Mpumalanga.
Yeah, because they just happen to live there, you know. It's like moving from Mufftown to Nelspruit. Everyone in Nelspruit speaks Swat, most of them.
Yeah.
So, but now you could still be the only Tswana speaking people,
and the heat is better, ne? There's no heat. It's dope.
It's quite a dope place,
man. So I want to know, moving from MP right to Joburg to do this music thing, because I mean, you're writing your lyrics and I listen to all pretty much everything, it's very melodic, but there's always that guilt of having to leave home to go do what you need to do.
Yeah.
And then home saying, nah, you gotta come back. Because I mean, that was the whole thing around homecoming, right?
Yes, yes.
And I felt that because as anyone coming to Joburg, we're all not from Joburg.
Yes, you get what I'm saying?
We're all not from Joburg. So to come here, but a lot of time I feel like a lot of parents don't understand what it takes to do. I mean, for me, I mean, it's a lot easier, but I can imagine for an artist, you're competing with so many things and it's rougher than it looks, right?
Yes.
So I don't know, like, how did you juggle that? Because you did go silent for a while and that was pretty much your homecomings, like going to go home and then you came back with Blue Skies.
Look, for me, it was easy, I guess, because I believe my blessing really found me at home, you know, so it wasn't like I'm leaving home to come struggle in Joburg and try to make things happen. What happened is I met Don Juan, who was Octave Couplet. We started as a collective of like producers. Don Juan, Ross Jack, PH, Raw X, and myself.
Yeah.
So Don's brother is married to the lady next door, like my neighbor back at home.
Listen,
so
all I'm now, doing...
No, when I say my blessing found me there, meaning that when I mean that when I left home, I didn't just come to Joburg to just sort of like, I'll see what will, you know, happen. So I didn't really like struggle. I didn't have to sleep under a bridge. That's what I'm saying. Because he found me there. He was just outside my gate, you know, looking around bored because they were still handling stuff in the house, I guess. So I met him there and he was like, yo, what's up and whatnot. He wanted some alcohol and I said, okay, we'll have to go down to Dorhill. And then I told him I make music and he was like, yo, I'm a producer as well. So he showed me these videos with Lira recording Zola at the time.
Crazy.
And I was like, yo, check out, you know, what I do. Like, he met my mom and I played him my beats and he was like, yo, when you get to Joburg, just find a way to get to Joburg. When you get to Joburg, call me up, come to me and let's see. So I used to like just travel, like go to him for a weekend and come back. Go. I wasn't like full time here, but at least I left home knowing exactly where
you were going.
So my parents didn't have a problem with that. So they just supported, you know, financially just to.
Do you know what I'm hearing?
Yeah,
I'm hearing a lot of nepotism here.
No.
You know, this was too close to home.
No, but he's not a family member. It's
but he's as close as like, you mean he made.
But this
mom.
Is me. It's amazing how it happened because this doesn't happen every day. Like
it
you just
at
outside
all.
Your gate, here's this guy who happens to be a producer and he's recording Zola and everyone. I just came back from like dropping off my friend, and then I see this guy at the gate just chilling. You know, he's bored. It's a quiet area.
Yeah,
you know. So I'm like, what are you doing here? And he's like, yo, no, I'm Don Juan. Yo, I just want some alcohol, you know? And then I just made a friend and then realized, like, later on, we in my bedroom listening to my beats.
Yeah, no, that's
listening to my beats.
I'm glad that you were.
My mind
went
somewhere.
But my studio is, like, in my bedroom. I had, like, my PC and
We figured.
So now this guy's listening. I'm like, so I told my mom. She didn't believe it. Like, really? Oh, all right, cool. So it's just an amazing story. That's why I keep saying my blessing found me at home. I never had to like steal money or just run around and come to Joburg.
But God had this man's back.
Yeah, he did.
Hard.
You had it easier than most. Would you say that?
Yes, because Don Juan was there. That's like Mosquito just
chilling.
Lost
God
somewhere.
Chilling.
Because
chilling.
I mean, people have families everywhere. And in all these small towns, there's always a kid, rapping kid, you know?
Yeah.
So it's only the lucky one.
Okay, so I just want to ask something, and I guess I didn't get it from this. So would you say that this is what you wanted from the get-go?
Yes.
Or this thing came looking for you?
It's what I wanted, because you have to
and
make
then
that
the
decision
just
first
aligned
and
you?
Then work on it. Like, so...
Fabulous.
Yeah, because I wanted it, so I guess I was just prepared when
the universe
this guy,
was like sharp, Joel.
Yeah, it's like, you know what, I got you.
I was
prepared when, you know, opportunity showed up. So,
yeah, because I'm thinking a baby mother would not approve of such a thing. I mean, did you like you didn't even have like one of those backup plans, like I'll start, you know, hustling with this, I'll study this, you know, or whatever the case might be.
No, my parents knew what I wanted to do even when I was still in high school.
Okay.
So it wasn't like, they didn't want it because, I mean, you're from Kraskop. No, I was the only studio there, like the only person making music there. So it didn't make sense to them. So that's why when I met Don, I don't think they would have allowed me to just leave home and come to Joburg
without a plan.
Yeah, the only reason why they allowed it is because she met Don Juan, and then he showed her the videos, clips that he showed me.
Yeah.
You know, so I said, no, Ma, I'm going to go for a weekend. So when I came back home from Don's house, I told her what we did, who I met, and she was like, oh, okay, cool. So if you know, and then a few months later, we did... Hype magazine, Octave Couplet production, and the first song was Double HP. It was on my beat, and so he said, like, "Hey, be crazy." That's when my mom was like, "Oh, okay, so this is what you've been doing there."
Okay.
So it was like they knew I wanted to make music, but they didn't really want to now spend a lot of money on, because the dream didn't seem real for a person coming from that side.
Do you think that perhaps, you know, sometimes a blessing can be a curse if it comes a little too quickly, right? Because I'm hearing what you're saying. I mean, this is a lot. There's a lot of moments packed into a very short period of time. Do you not think that maybe you wish that it would have been spaced out a little bit more? Because it feels like fate almost threw you in this thing head first.
No. You're forgetting the years that I took, like it took for me to make the music. It took me like, I think 10 years prior. Like, you see, so that's why I said, when she said the universe, I was basically just prepared when opportunity came, because because when Don was there, I had something to show him. I was ready, like, oh, I make music, come listen. As if I knew already that if someone showed up now, I believe you always need to, you know, have. I was just ready.
You need to have something there.
I got you.
So
you know,
it took me.
Yeah. Oh, sorry. You were saying?
No.
So no, man. I didn't want to cut you off there. You know, be like, rude. My producer's going to kill me. You know, but I just find it quite fascinating that we've been interacting with a lot of hip hop, rap artists.
Yes.
And they never you never see a lot of this side to them. You know, the extreme humble beginnings, because what we see is the glitz and glam. You know what I mean?
Yes.
When you've arrived in Joburg, it's like, we see the videos, we see the hype magazine,
see the rands and the naira.
You know, that's what we're seeing.
Yes,
you know what I mean?
Yes.
And I mean, you just put it out there, like, I know, fam, I've been doing this. I'm actually from this. And actually, most of it was just because of my hard work, number one.
Yes,
and obviously because I've had the support from people that were associated with my brand, I guess.
I guess it all... like, honestly, when you learn and you understand the industry, like, you know that a lot of things that we like to put out there, it doesn't really matter, like, what people... I said this earlier on, believe in yourself and just love yourself enough to not allow or let anyone's opinion of you. I mean, I am from Mpumalanga. I can't change that.
It's a fact.
It's a fact, you know what I mean? And one way or another, I can come here and sit here and lie about everything, but it will come out, you know?
And, or try to and say you're from Soweto when you're not.
Yes, and you know what I mean? So for me, lying wouldn't really change anything. So it doesn't really matter, because when I came here, I didn't really sort of need anyone.
No,
that's
validation.
Why I keep saying my blessing found me right there.
You said something about being a businessman type of thing during Vuv. So just a little expansion on that. Are you trying to say that you venture into different kinds of
situations, not
in other industries? Like, for example, you have someone who's a rap artist venturing to fashion or whatever.
Not really. It's not really my business. I'm just part of it. But but in music, there's like, you know, in my hometown, you know, we do like gigs, and then we get like these upcoming rappers that side that just wanna do stuff. So I go there as like a host or something, you know, and then they do their thing. And then there's like centers there, like we get like, it's still music, get artists, and then we give them advice on what to do and all that stuff. So everything else that I'm doing, it's just the part of the music. So I had to start with the music, make a name for myself, so the municipality that side can allow me to come there still and do this and do that. And
so you would say that, you know, being financially savvy is super important in this business, obviously.
Yes, but like I'm fortunate, because when I had to come to Joburg, my parents were there to, you know, give me some money to come, because that's all it took. I just needed to be in Joburg and go back home. That's all they did. So, but what you do with your money after the albums and stuff, that's your own business. You can't really blame anyone and say whatnot, you know.
Out of all the guests that we've had quite a number of musicians, especially rappers, right? What you just said now was for me fundamental, because I think people don't understand the time that it takes before someone actually pops off.
Yeah.
And usually I always find that the magic number is 10.
Yeah.
We generally find,
I say 10 years.
Yeah, generally it's always 10 years. I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the universe. I don't know anything. All I know is, right, you know, when it comes to artists, right, and you ask them where they are in their life now, etc., no one ever says, I'm nice now, I'm cool. You know how you can always tell, right?
Dennis,
that if you go to their old music videos, like from 5 years ago, and people are just looking so much more nourished now than what they were 5 years. I'm just putting it out there. AB. I mean, we saw the videos, like, you know, this lanky guy out there, like, singing, like, hey. And then now he walks up, he's like, yeah, what's up? Like, you're nice.
Yeah, but, you know, change is inevitable. It's gonna, I knew I was gonna change at some point. It has to happen. But I guess, if you do take care of yourself, I guess, depending on what it is that you want, if you you want to be a buff guy or whatnot.
Yeah.
But obviously, I'm getting older, so I can't still be the same. You know what I mean? I don't think it has anything to do with what you were saying. But I think also being comfortable sort of boosts, you know, and, you know, your confidence.
And you're happy being.
You know, you're happy because now you're no longer like relying on people so much for things you can.
And isn't that liberating, like, to be an artist and like to stand on your own 2 feet?
Yeah,
because everybody's always dope by association, right? Everyone's always good by association.
Yes.
And like, if somebody drops you, or your label drops you, or this type of crew drops you, and it's like no more you anymore.
You're gone. We always talk about this with my friends, and I'm like, I when I dropped Omika, someone said to me, you know, you could just make a song and feature like 4 hot guys that you'd be like,
and it'll pop off.
And I said to them, but I need those 4 guys to see the value. Like, they need to value me. I want them to go, oh, AB called me up, I need to do this.
100%.
I don't want them to feel like, he needs help, guys, let's No.
100%.
No. You know, so you gotta believe in yourself and know that you, you know, up until it gets to a point where they feel like, I think a track with this guy, yes.
Stick to you the know? Ethics.
Yes. So.
Because, I mean, you've done a lot of features.
Yes.
A lot of tracks.
Yeah.
And it's always the hook. It's always the. So, I mean, I would think that. I mean, you really, with the amount of features that you've done.
Yes.
Okay. I would think that if I were to think I was doing a track now and I needed a hook.
Yeah.
I would think AB.
Yes.
So, I mean, those guys should be, I mean, those guys, I mean, they call now. You're not going to say no, right?
It depends who. If you know features are.
Who would you not want to feature? Who would you not want to work with?
Who don't you
want
to mess with?
No, I can't say that.
We always get rappers.
I don't really have, like, beef with anyone. Like, I can't say I wouldn't work with so and so.
Okay, but who do you think is whack?
Nah, guys. You know, that's not gonna.
That has to be one.
No. I don't think anyone then, is whack, because they might. It might not be my kind of thing. But someone out there, I mean, if you're still seeing them on TV and you're hearing them on radio, it means they're dope to other people.
It means
so
they have relevance.
I can't judge.
Do you think 6ix9ine is great? I think that's how you say his name.
Who's 6ix9ine?
Exactly. Okay, never mind.
Yeah, that's cool. I don't even know.
I'm gonna Google an image. Anyway, continue.
Yeah, I may not know, but that doesn't mean that doesn't take away anything. Maybe I'm just ignorant, you know. So yeah, but we'll.
I'm sorry. Like, I want to ask you this question because I'm hearing how you conduct yourself now, right?
Yeah.
Do you ever wild out when it comes to just being a rapper?
He does. Like, he does. Wow. I remember actually sharing when I was young, and you had just dropped Brandon Nyra's. I was in varsity at the time, ambitious.
Put
you
him
know,
on.
I had everything going for me at the time. And there was a VIP section. I can't remember what club it was, because I think it was Limelight, just after it changed from. What was it, guys?
Zanzu.
Don't act like you guys didn't go to clubs.
Like Zanzu.
Okay,
yeah.
It was Zanzu, but then the name changed. It was during the name
change.
So in
Pretoria.
Yeah.
Pretoria, Hatfield.
Oh, she's putting you on now, fam.
There's a VIP section there, and at the time I was quite influential, and I was there, and you were sitting there. He
was out. So you saw him in the club?
No, I saw him. I saw him, and I felt myself. I was feeling myself, you know, like I'm here with
this
nigga.
You're making it rain with the Niners.
I'm here with this nigga.
What did I do? What did I say?
No,
I
mean, you were just being a typical rapper. But it was fun. It was all in good fun. Don't worry, we didn't have sex. Don't worry. You didn't take me home with you.
But AB, is there AB Crazy? Is there a Miss AB Crazy pass?
He actually mentioned her in the beginning, didn't you?
Yeah, but it's not Omika.
It's
not a message.
I was just saying, like, it's
hypothetical.
No, yes, like I mean, if I'm not I'm not married, I'm there
Candace,
is no.
You got that cue.
Yeah. So,
AB, I just want to ask you: do you remember that Kenny Kunene was there that night as well in your section? Do you remember that night?
Yeah.
I don't.
That was a lit night, guys.
What?
Listen, no, AB, let me save you.
Yeah,
let me save you, my brother, because I am on your side right
wow,
now.
Wow, save me.
We'll be back on this. So I'm going to play this. I wanted to go with Omika, but actually, like, this is probably like my favorite one. So for everyone on Twitter, Facebook, just shout out to me and let me know what you think. Listen, there's someone from Collins, the guy called Collins Tabang, who says, I just want to wish all the best in life, homeboy. Collins Tabang. That's just on Twitter. So shout out to the Twitter streets, man.
Maybe he goes by like another name or so. You
thank
know,
you so much for that, though, Collins.
Thanks, Collins.
Thanks, Collins.
Yeah,
yeah. Because AB was about to shade you now. Like,
No. But sometimes, like, people go by like different names when you meet them. They're like, "Yo, it's Calls," or like, and now today it's Collins. I'm like, oh,
no, it's not. It's one of your fans.
Yeah,
I was waiting for him to go, oh, thank you, shout out, Collins.
No,
and I know
but,
you let him
you know,
into
but
it.
I do appreciate it. It's just the homeboy thing. I'm trying to figure out Collins. Oh.
No, you don't know him, babe.
Oh, okay.
It's okay.
Oh, I thought
fine. We're famous.
We're famous.
It's cool. It's cool. You're famous.
Oh, guys.
Where were you when we had nothing a dollar? Where were you when we had nothing a dollar? Where were you? Where were you? Where were you when we had nothing a dollar? Where were you when we had nothing a dollar? Nobody.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive.
takes over Kelman.
And just like that, we're back. It is hashtag the Urban Culture Drive, and we are taking over Kelman. And we're taking over Squad Deep because we're always rolling with the rappers. We got AB Crazy, or the hip hop artist. We got AB Crazy in the studio today. Tell me something, AB. Why do rappers never go around solo? Why do you guys always come Squad Deep?
No, but I'm never with a squad. So, like, I'm.
So what? What's this guy?
No, but he's my dude. He's my like squad. I've seen rappers with like six guys.
Yeah, no,
when we did Renz and Nidus, we used to be like 12, 15, you know?
Yeah.
Just for AB Crazy and MEG and DJ Dimples, you know? So, but now, I mean, like, I'm alone. I don't really do that squad.
Why is it? What is that culture about?
Yeah.
Are you guys ready to brawl? Like, what is it?
No. I guess it's just sometimes it happens a lot with like new artists. Like, I think they think it's cool. You know, I know it's expensive.
That's what I'm thinking. It's almost like you guys need like your crew, like just to hype yourselves up.
I think maybe if you lack confidence, you need your boys to constantly be on some.
But also the entourage thing is a vibe, man. I mean, I'd love. To be the to have an entourage, you understand?
Yeah.
Like, I know someone is taking care of this. Yeah. I know that when I walk in, I'm the center, and there are people
following.
Your water's
waiting for you. Your coffee.
It's
ready.
Like literally having followers live.
Yeah. But I don't think they would like being called followers.
You call them minions.
Followers.
Minions.
You see, that's even worse than followers. But I guess it's got a lot to do with like for me, I mean, with you know, being at Galawa, you know, Oskido, like I learned a lot from him and Mahuta. They never really, Oskido is always like one guy. It's just him and one guy.
Yeah.
And I like that. And they taught me that you don't need, and like I said, it's quite expensive because you need to take care now of, and it's unnecessary.
Unnecessary number of people. So Sam, there's a lot of facades when it comes to hip hop, right?
Yes.
A lot of stuff that we see is not real.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
I want you to paint me a picture because you talk about Galao and Jasmine and Oskin, and he's probably one of the most authentic people.
Yes.
So I mean, to be an artist working with him,
yes,
you know, you get to see the real stuff.
Yes.
Tell me something, paint me a picture about what hip hop really is and what it isn't. So we know that it's not necessarily all the Rands and the Nairas. Mm-hmm. Like, things are expensive, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And we know that going around with a crew of people is expensive.
Yes.
We all know that some of the brotherhood that's there is not true.
Real.
It's not real.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of like, are you relevant? How much can I suck you dry? Etc.
Yes.
etc.
Yeah.
So I mean, when I ask this question, I'm really wanting you to contrast what your life was before and after Galawa.
Yeah. Before, no, I'm still Galawa.
Yeah.
I'm left, yeah.
No, but what I'm saying, like when you transitioned, yeah, because these are two different worlds, right?
Yeah. Look, with hip hop, I think it's social media, I think that.
Majority.
I think everything is done or said there. Like what we think is true, is all on social media. This is Instagram, this is Twitter. But because you never like meet these guys in their homes, or you never really know where they come from. All you see is what they tweet about and what they post, what they choose to post on Instagram. But now it's up to you as a follower or like an audience to decide if you're gonna take that as truth or you're just gonna let it, you know. So but you can't really tell, because now only people within the cliques
will know
really going on. Because now I have to, this is what I love about Galawa.
Yeah.
I cannot or never go to Oskido and say, Oskido, I just dropped my album now, so let's just do, let's just say to the people, I just went like double platinum in like a day.
Yeah.
I just went gold, like first day gold. And I want everyone in the company to tweet about it, and then this will make sure that this will make people actually want to buy my album. He's not about that. He'll say, hey man, this is a business, so you want me to lie that I sold 20 copies when there's nothing, you know what I mean? Because it's always life is, I believe life is always about what happens to you on the inside, or what's happening to you on the inside, not what you think is going on out there. Because I could be here lying about a lot of things, but I still need to go home and deal with myself, and the lies that I never want to feel uncomfortable when I meet people because I had promised things that something are not real. I can sit here and be real because I never said anything to you that's not real. Mm-hmm. So it's up to you. If you follow these people and you see what they post on Instagram,
yeah,
let them do their thing. It's them and they click. They decided we're gonna sell more copies by telling people this.
Yeah.
I don't judge. It's okay. Do you? If I could make a feature with anyone I want to,
yeah,
and have my song blow up like instantly,
yeah.
But I choose to let me believe in myself more. Let me do it by myself, so the next person sees my value and realizes like why they need to have me or do a song with AB Crazy.
Yeah,
it's like you know. So it kind of reminds of a saying that, you know, South Africa is a very strange place. You know,
yeah.
We have white people owning land. We've got Nigerians owning buildings and so forth. Yeah. We have Chinese and Somalians owning supermarkets and factory. But black people own Twitter and Facebook. So I get you. it's that kind of vibe.
Yeah, it's like if I see a lot of things on Insta from people I know and
that
know
is not real.
Oh, all right. Maybe it happened. I didn't see homie like in a week now. Things change, you know. Things change. That's why you can't judge.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, what's whack today could be like the in thing tomorrow. Mm. But I don't judge. It's like, hey man, I stopped. Life has taught me that you can never really judge because there are songs that are hits or that became hits that I thought, according to me and my opinions.
Mm.
And I said, this is not how you make music. This is irritating. Wow. And they turned out to be hits. So that shows you that.
Name drop. Name drop. Who's irritating?
That I thought was irritating. Was not dope.
Yeah.
Was not dope. I was like, what? Just because it's new. Let me explain first.
Yeah, of course.
I'm going to tell you. So that's why I need to explain so we understand.
Yeah.
It was something new. Mm-hmm. I didn't understand it as a hip hop artist.
Gotcha. Yeah.
And therefore, I had an opinion. Mm-hmm. I was like, I don't like this song. I'm not sure if this is it. But anyway, we'll see. This was a Major League. What's that song?
Yeah, you're not you. Major League.
How much? You can sing. Go for it.
No, it's they don't sing. They, it's a. That it's, it had that Mujava. What's
okay.
that? With Casper and. No man.
So this is why we you have get an yourself producer. A producer job. What song
producer,
is that?
What track is
it? It's Liza Tootsie. Oh. I didn't understand that song. I was like, this song. What's this now? You know. And they Vanilla came to me for beats.
That's for producer job.
And I actually told him that, hey man, your song. Honestly.
Yeah.
Really.
But I told him. Yeah. He knows. I told him. And I mean, they know. Even when they dropped it, it was like, guys, let's just believe that this is gonna. Work. And it worked. That's why you have to believe in yourself. I may think it's whack, but my opinions mean squat if you know,
if you've got vision.
If your mind is seeing things, that's all that matters. Yeah. So, you know,
you're saying a lot of things, and I'm getting a little surprised that he's a rapper because the way you might want to move into politics. You already hang out with the MP government, so we never know anything is possible. Listen, I mean, you're talking about all these things, and you're saying, you know, music is music. You know, you either like it or you don't.
Yes, yes.
Do you not get irritated? And I've said this before by the hip hop academics, inverted commas, that say that hip hop has to be this, that, and the other. And all like Twitter experts, you know.
Yeah, I've learned not since you can't judge.
Yeah,
because a lot of things that they said, or even artists that they never thought would pop up, did. So if anyone's gonna tell me that I'm not a real lyricist or a real or this won't work, I can't believe them anymore because they said a lot of things about things that actually happened that they said no, but this guy cannot. Even I know I said a lot of things about other artists and they proved me wrong. So it's like,
doesn't the pressure get intense though? Especially if you're in the limelight and everyone has an opinion.
Yes.
Because everybody knows you, that's great. But the problem is that everybody has an opinion.
Yes.
And at a certain point, that all those opinions can ring loud.
Yes. If you believe in what they say.
But I mean, it's like peer pressure. Like we all get influenced. You know what I mean?
Yeah. For me, speak for yourself. Yeah. For me, it's very self-aware.
Look, people are gonna talk, whether you like it or not.
Whether you do things right or not,
but you don't have to worry about what the next person thinks about you because how they feel about you is not gonna take you down or take you up or take you there or whatnot. Mm. They can't really do anything except for, I don't like that guy. I think this and this and that.
And they're allowed to do
you,
that.
I know I might go deep into it, but like, if you know where you're going, you see this in your mind. Yeah. That's all that matters. People can curse, but it doesn't matter because it cannot affect you until you unless you believe in what they're saying.
So tell me something. So I listened to Blue Skies today and yesterday, right?
Yeah.
Seeing that you said Sly Stasi wouldn't pop off, right? Yes. Is there any artist that said maybe Blue Sky was not a good album or that thought that a particular song they didn't like and it actually did well? Like, yeah, like who said Omika was not a good
track? A friend of mine actually said he said when I dropped it, he said, hey guys, it's 2018 now. I think it's time we tell our friends that their music is whack.
Ooh.
Got you.
It touched me. I must say, even though I don't believe in people's opinions, I believe in myself. But because I know the guy,
I didn't expect it from him.
So I was like, oh, thank God. Now I know not to mess with you.
Mm.
It's all right. But you know, you can't really like go around taking what everyone says. People will talk. Opinions. Once you understand that, it doesn't matter what you do. Trust me, it doesn't matter how much money you make.
Yeah.
People will always see something wrong. Depending on what you see when you look at me, if you don't like me, you never liked me in the first place. Mm. You had your own expectations and that's your problem. It can't be mine, you know? So you can't worry about what people, because where you go in life or where you end up is entirely up to you.
So Candace, seeing that a very close friend of him said something very nasty to him, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Say something very nice about AB Crazy before going to his next track.
You're a snack.
Hey.
Woo!
A whole snack.
You're alone right now.
And she's not sorry.
Sorry you hate the bras that I roll with. I'm sorry them boys made it, then you niggas didn't. I'm sorry we in a building, then you niggas ain't.
I don't wanna never lie, I don't wanna suicide. I just wanna stay true till the day of my demise. I don't wanna live on hype, I don't wanna win this fight. All my enemies instead I'm praying that they stay alive. Alive,
alive.
Mama raised no fool, I got my intellect intact. I'm a golden, that's a fact, I'm an inferno too. We savages and outlaw, we don't play by the rules. Man, I know that we won't die poor, we pay our dues. Feel like I need vacation, man, I gon' go away. Tired of being patient, wanna sip on Bombay all day. Or maybe cocktail. If I put you under pressure, then I'm sorry. Don't give a fuck about the haters, we gon' celebrate. You cannot stop us, we got faith in every day we pray. You got a problem, then you gotta say it to my face. Man, these haters and these naysayers don't understand.
I'm sorry them boys made it, then you niggas didn't. I'm sorry we in a building, then you niggas ain't. So sorry, I'm sorry we done came up. Sorry, nah, you niggas ain't real enough. Sorry you hate the lames that I came with. Sorry you hate the bras that I roll with. I'm sorry them boys made it, then you niggas didn't. I'm sorry we in a building, then you niggas ain't. There's a war outside, no man is safe from. Cause these people do anything for that income. And I still won't pay attention to the insults. I'm so blessed and all your curses can't do nothing. Where were you when we were planning it all? They can't touch me, all they do is call lawyers to piss me off. You won a battle but you lost the war. I'm trying to find a better angle, I'm aiming at you, boy. Let's get it popping 101, yeah, me and you. Up in the studio, AB performing miracles, yeah. Gossip is for the bras, you a silly dude. I stay blind to the hate like Stevie do. My mama told me be careful, my brother dancing with devils. You know I want this forever to speak. We gonna settle, I don't know what they want from a nigga. Every day I wanna drink, give a fuck what you think, what you think. I'm sorry them boys made it, then you niggas didn't. I'm sorry we in a building, then you niggas ain't. So sorry, I'm sorry we done came up. Sorry, nah, you niggas ain't real enough. Sorry you hate the lames that I came with. Sorry you hate the bras that I roll with. I'm sorry them boys made it, then you niggas didn't. I'm sorry we in a building, then you niggas ain't.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Ibhoza yethu yanamhlanje uTebza soloko asebenzisa ama data offers we MTN uzibona umzalwane we hip hop.
Hey. Give my mother. Give it now. Hey. It's like totally the end swaggy. Fella, fella, umbrella, umbrella, canela, tula, umbrella, yay. Bella, canela.
We are poor corners, my son, Dwayne.
Yeah. Yeah. Elia Moon. Hey. Hey. Hi, Duma. Yeah, Tamaya. Koloi, ya, Elia. Koloi, ya, ma. Eh? Koloi, ya, Elia. Hi, Duma. Ya, Tamaya. Koloi, ya, Elia.
Mona. No. Debza. Skrrt, skrrt. Zenzel into Itanda, yung ama data bundles or talago my MTN offers. Everywhere you go, MTN.
Probably one of my favorite ads right now. And you're chilling again in the Urban Culture Drive with myself, Lesego Maphanga, Candace Colton, Craig O'Sex, and AB Crazy. So tell me, you do know how that guy was rapping and singing, right? You do know the other kids, like at home, their bedroom studios, singing and rapping like that because of AB Crazy. You must take responsibility, Chief.
Yeah. I know.
And you're happy with that performance?
You never know. I don't judge. Some people might like it.
This guy is so politically correct. Wow.
It's not even about that. I just can't judge anymore because life has taught me you never know. You never know. So rather just not. Even.
So let's see if we can break all of the sturdiness with what's coming up next. Craig, what do you have in line for this man before I play in with Sting?
Fetishes. Hip-hop artist sex fetishes. Darling. About to roast a couple of people out
there. Let's go straight into it. We're going to step into Craig.
People might misunderstand
what
we're trying to say, you know? But
that's
a part of life.
This is Evan Gay Chad, Ask a Gay #. I can shell out my crush. Oh my God!
All I can tell y'all is that it's about to go down.
That is so deep. We deal with different kinds of LGBTI plus aspects.
Oh, hell no!
Urban Culture Drive.
And just like that, you heard what it is. So I must warn you right now, AV.
Yeah.
Usually this part of the show is the one where the rappers struggle the most.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, and then...
True. I think it's just one of those things where we cannot take you out of your comfort zone. You know, and one of the things that I've actually been, you know, discovering is how music translates sexually to a lot of people. A lot of people, you know, write out, especially artists, write out their sexual deviations through music. I mean, it's not all artists.
Yeah.
But what we try to do is just to establish, especially in your case, just to find out exactly what is exactly your kinky side. You know, what is it that, you know, what Avery would do? You know what I mean? I mean, we've got R. Kelly who talks about booty all the time. We've got a lot of people talking about booty. Yes, let's admit it. I mean, come on, thongs, everything out here, right? So what I actually collected now, based on our initials, so I'll just call you AB. So it's A, that's your initial. Yeah. Candace is C, Lesego is L, and I'm C. Okay, so there's two C's, basically me and you, our Candace. So I'm going to sort of give out the most strangest, what do you call this, sexual fetishes that we have based on our initials. So I'm going to start with A, AB. All right, guys, these are the most strangest sexual fetishes found in the world, you know? And I think everyone has a fetish. Obviously, we're not going to disclose or divulge.
Can I ask a question? Just because he's A, do the A's correlate? Does it mean that?
No. There's no correlation. Just association. You know, just like A. Okay, fine. You know, guys, did you know that there are, starting with A?
Yeah.
There's a sexual arousal or surgical fetish called acrotomophilia, which is arousal to amputees.
No, that's nasty.
And
are you? That's the
mysterious. You know what I mean? And another one is agalmatophilia, which is arousal to statues. So you'd be aroused by a statue when you look at it.
So when you go to Nelson Mandela Square
and
you look at Madiba,
I don't even want to think about it.
Craig, these are white people issues. Hey?
No, but this,
I don't think duckies have these.
That's
things.
Not true. Everyone has a fetish. What would you say yours is? I mean, what would you say yours is?
Let's start here. Let's start here.
Marinating me
this
is leading to this. Like, yeah.
Yeah, and just after you listen to your song and you just got
Okay.
What does Omika look like?
Huh?
What does Omika look like?
Did you see? Okay, yeah. I know what I'm into. Like, I don't know if it's a fetish or.
It could be. Just describe lingerie. What? Just anything sexy.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, not really. Like, I just know, like, in women, like, what I like. I like light skin. Light skin women. I like.
Hey.
You know, ass.
Not hey.
You know, I'm more into. I don't like them too skinny, like.
Hey.
Yeah.
But, okay. Go on.
But I can't really, like, I don't really have, like.
A fetish per se.
Yeah, like, you know, but they I know what I like. This, stuff,
but
yeah.
Statistically in South Africa, it's actually not correct. But anyway, moving to Candace Coulson.
Yes.
I'm going to give you a couple of C's here.
Tell me about myself.
Okay, so yours is coprophilia.
And that's an attraction or sex with a corpse, right?
Not even. I wish you wish. This is attraction to feces.
Oh, Jesus.
So people are
so attracted to shit.
Basically, you know, that's
shit niggas. Yeah.
Let's put it out like that. Wow. You know what I mean? But actually, I think you know there is a porn genre called cat.
There is no. I was actually speaking to our producer yesterday about this whole shit fetish.
So you literally shit-faced. You literally shit-faced. Anyway, moving to Les. Yours is actually quite interesting.
Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
An attraction to males.
Perhaps. We'll never know. Jury's still out. Lithophilia. Arousal to stone and gravel. You know, it's those are good.
Guys, I'm telling you, there's no black person in Africa that has these issues.
No, but that's not actually that's not true. I mean, no. You know, in South Africa specifically, when you work with a lot of sex workers, they tell you that the things that they come across is the most. You know, these are some of the things. This is just like a tip on the iceberg. It's a real thing. For example, a lot of straight men like to be pegged. That's when a girl dresses up and puts on like a dildo and fucks the guy. Literally.
Wow.
It's called pegging. And it's a real thing. You know what I mean?
What else, you guys? What's the last C?
What's the last C? Okay, fine. I'm just going to quickly scroll up. Okay. So we've got climaxophilia, arousal to falling downstairs.
No.
Sounds very suicidal. Okay, that's quite
very
white.
Caucasian.
That's quite
this is very Caucasian. Yeah. I keep saying.
No, but guys, it is a thing. It's just that we never. What would you say?
We don't discuss it, right?
Yeah, we never discuss this. Yeah. What would you say is your thing?
My thingy. I don't think there's something that arouses me per se, but I do like having sex with like older men.
Okay.
I think it's because my dad left. So it's like a daddy issue thing.
Good
I don't
daddy
know.
Issues.
But I really like. Fucking people's fathers.
I think you like fucking people that are older with money.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's gotta have guap.
Okay, cool. Let me get Lasers, just last one, and then I'm gonna give us a moment and no more of the week.
Okay, you got a minute, go.
Okay, cool. All right. Okay. So you know you don't have a fetish.
No, I'm very black.
All right, okay, cool. Anyway, to wrap this up, we always talk about the mucho of the moment.
Mm-hmm.
Mucho of the moment is Nasty C's tweet when he says, her money is her money, my money is our money. Men should provide and stop making excuses. I mean...
Klar.
Do you believe in that?
That men should provide.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As in like... No, as in her money is her money and your money is
our money. Our money.
Yeah. No, 100%.
Look...
I think that breeds entitlement.
100%.
Absolutely. But anyway.
Yeah, it could lead to a lot of, you know, abuse as well.
Exactly. So, Candace, you know what you'll be getting yourself into. You know, a big congratulations, man of the moment. Black Coffee confirms collaboration with Pharrell on new upcoming album.
I saw that.
Awesome, guys. Thank you so much. Mm. Hashtag us on Urban Gay Chat. No, actually, not that. Ask a Gay with Craig or Sexy. Hashtag Urban Culture Drive. Thank you so much, AB Crazy. You've been a crazy spot.
No, thank you guys for having me.
I want to ask something, AB. Why is it, and we always ask this question to all the hip hop artists that come through to the show, right? Why do you think we still don't see a lot of hip hop artists collaborating with a lot of gay artists?
Why don't we see?
Yeah. Like, would you ever collaborate with a gay artist?
Yes. Like, I think it's just that I haven't really, like, no one has approached me. Like,
Craig?
It doesn't matter because, I mean, we...
Okay, would you like have some easy on your video?
Yes, but it depends on what, like, the storyline, like, what I'm trying to push, you know?
I got
but
you.
Otherwise, it's not a problem. I mean, yeah. Talent is talent.
Politically well said.
I know.
Let's see how political you are once we go into this.
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Smash or marry?
And just like that, guys, it's another rendition of Smash or Marry with your girl, Candace. AB Crazy, I hope you're ready for this one. This usually shakes people's belief system.
Mm.
It erodes your morals, as Mapanga would say. I hope you're ready. So this game is called Smash or Marry. It's gender fluid, for starters, and it's quick play. If I want to know why you want to smash someone, I'll ask you why. Mm. Other than that, you don't need to explain. So let's jump right into it. We will go anti-clockwise. And I will start with you, AB Crazy. Nas Buerta, smash or marry?
Nas Buerta. I'm trying to figure out who's Nas.
You don't know a lot of people, do you?
Super Sports, that whole incident that happened on Super Sport with the two white guys and the one colored guy.
Nas is one of the white guys. Yeah. So would you smash or marry?
Basically, he's an old Afrikaans ex rugby player.
But
smash or marry?
Smash or marry? 5 seconds.
Smash or marry? Marry. I don't want to smash.
You gotta choose one.
You
gotta gun to your face. You gotta choose one.
No, guys,
it's just that deep.
You gotta
smash or marry. Would you smash and pass, or would you like marry, figure this guy out, see if you guys have a future together?
Then I can run off to go.
I like how uncomfortable this is.
Like, okay.
Come on,
smash or marry?
Come on,
guys.
Five.
Marry then.
Lesego Mapanga. Dineo or Anaga?
Yo, but Dineo is intense. Like, I like her as a person, but she's really
crazy.
Intense.
Edgel.
Smash or
smash,
marry?
Smash.
This Craigo sexy.
Yes.
Managa Renaga.
Managa Renaga. Managa Renaga. Smash. No, it's just that's a smash. Smash.
Okay. AB Crazy. DJ Capital, smash or marry?
Guys, I'm having so much fun with this. It's
just no, guys. Like, why are you giving me the guys?
No, it changes. Come don't on. Worry. It's very random. It's
no, no,
change.
No, I doubt.
It's not a personal attack now.
No, guys, but
DJ Capital, smash or marry?
Reason was on here. He was smashing and marrying every single rapper. Come on.
No, guys.
I think Reason even smashed him. Didn't Reason smash him?
I think he did.
Come
marry,
on.
I'll marry him.
We got then. A rap. Okay, cool. So you're going to marry. Lesego Mapanga.
Yes.
Jup Jup.
Oh, okay. Now it's fair.
And top or bottom?
First of all, I'm always top. Second.
Wenana. Halala.
I'll smash and never admit it. Go.
Craig O'Sexy.
Yes, baby.
Bantu Holomisa.
Guys, politically correct. I shall marry that man.
Okay, last round. AB Crazy. Let me get it. MEG.
Who? MEG.
Yeah.
MEG.
Smash or marry?
Oh, wow.
And top or bottom? Either way.
Guys, I.
Guys, you should see.
Okay, Mary, let's just.
And would you be top or bottom in this relationship?
Giver, receiver. Giver, receiver, yes.
Okay. Lesego Mapanga.
Yeah.
Fifi Cooper.
Smash.
Okay, I almost lost top or bottom.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, no.
Nah, fam.
Craigo Sexy.
Yes, babe.
AB Crazy.
AB Crazy?
That's the best part. This is the best part.
Also, Kim Rapper.
I'm rapper, you can't trust him.
Hey? I can't. No, smash.
But see, I'm rapper, gonna crush your heart. You're gonna go after the
Omegas. Busy with girls.
So you say smash.
Smash.
Smash and never text, never call.
I'm rapper.
Thank you so much for playing, AB Crazy. You have been fantastic. Wow. Give me a high five.
Wow. Weird, but I enjoyed it.
Wow. Listen, don't be. Anyway, let's just play this.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
If you want to know more about your customers and speak to them when it matters, you need Touch Base Pro. Here at Cliff Central, we experience this firsthand as we use them for our daily newsletter, which is the only place to get the popular weekly conundrum every Friday. Turn indifferent customers into customers who can't wait to engage with your brand by collecting meaningful insights and valuable info on what interests them most, so you can target individuals and create new strategies. Touch Base Pro can also help with setting up effective email campaigns to maximize sales and mend the love lost between sales and marketing. And at the end of each month, you will have meaningful reports to show your team, taking the guesswork out of email marketing stats. Get to emailwins.co.za now for a chance to receive a mini strategic assessment plus an email campaign to 25,000 customers. With Touch Base Pro, you will send emails your customers certainly can't ignore. Go to emailwins.co.za. If you change nothing, well, nothing changes.
Urban Culture Drive.
So, Abby Crazy.
Yo.
What do you think of Candace's news read, live read there?
Yeah, it's beautiful. She's good.
Thank you so much.
Awesome. Okay, before you guys get too...
Do you want my number after
before you guys get too close and rekindle things
Let's
that happened
friends.
In Pretoria.
I will never forget that wild night.
Listen up, Avi. I think we need a whole lot more interviews with someone like you, because I think the insight that you bring, right... Yeah. Is more authentic than most. I don't know whether other guys just self-preservation or what it is, but you know, this industry is just this whole big facade.
Yeah,
you know. But I mean, and that's why we need the ABs.
And also, I think with his politically correctness, I think there's a genuineness about it. Like, he's not even trying to be.
Yeah, but we try.
He isn't trying to play it safe. He's so genuine that really, that's just how he feels.
But that's because I understand now, like, why certain things are the way they are. Like,
yeah,
absolutely. You can't judge. Like, I'm not just trying to be, like, political, you know, correct or whatnot, because I know things that I have said that whack turned out to be. So it's
exactly.
Like,
he made examples.
I end up, you know, saying, you know what, it's cool. Let it be that way.
It's fine.
I can't really.
At least let us know that this was we've given you a hard time, and at least you were uncomfortable and you were on the edge.
Oh,
wow. Did you enjoy today?
I did, but yeah.
Okay,
is that rough? Because you know, I don't like putting stuff in my
mind.
Like now, because you can never make up a story or tell a story
without thinking about it.
Some people are like that, and I'm scared of that because I'm like that.
So when you go home now, you're gonna think about smashing a marrying Nas Porter.
No. I have to now get it off my mind, because it's just weird.
Don't worry,
anyway,
it's all fun.
Okay, is this another episode of Urban Culture Drive? More lit than the previous one. Listen, at the end of every single show, we do this thing. Last comments. What do you want to? What should it be? What should be the topic?
Just going forward. That's all.
Going forward.
Just like a life motto.
Like, what's your blue sky?
I'll start.
What's your next blue sky?
I'll start. So stay AB crazy. Go.
So cheesy.
Stay genuine. Be me, I guess.
From Craig or Sexy, explore all your sexual fetishes.
Ooh,
it's a fascinating topic, darlings.
From my side, whatever happened in Pretoria stays in
Pretoria.
But I still want to know, though.
You still going to act like you don't know, though.
This is CliffCentral.com.